Well, leaders from the Coalition of the Willing, including Minister for Foreign Affairs Helen McEntee, are meeting in Paris today to discuss security for Ukraine. But events in Venezuela and President Trump's threat to annex Greenland are expected to dominate conversation. For more on this now, we're joined by Rosie Burchard, Europe correspondent with DW News. Rosie, key European allies along with the UK and top US envoys are about to meet the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Paris. Are there any indications yet that they can agree security guarantees in the event of a ceasefire?
I'm standing outside the Elysee Presidential Palace in Paris. It's covered in snow, press from the world over here kind of crammed in, and cars are just arriving. We've got a couple of dozen leaders gathered here today. And indeed, the idea behind this is to spell out what kind of security guarantees could really be put in place for Ukraine in the event of a ceasefire. So what would kick in, which measures would kick in, which countries would be involved, what kind of actions would they be taking, air, land and sea, etc., if Russia were to violate a ceasefire down the line. Of course, the big elephant there in that room is that there is no ceasefire, that Russia, according to most European leaders gathered here at least, shows no signs of really wanting peace at this stage. So while the idea here today is to kind of really put some meat on the bones of just what's been ideas really so far of what kind of a security force could look like. You know, we've seen France and the UK being quite out in the front in this for a few months, saying they would be willing militarily to support some sort of ceasefire down the line. We will get more details on that, but unlikely to have any sort of a final agreement, because, of course, any final agreement would need to be based on a ceasefire, which so far is out of sight.
Of course, the purpose of the summit is Ukraine, but Venezuela and Greenland have been dominating the conversation in recent days. What statements have been emerging from the meeting about that so far today?
You can be sure that the officials here, leaders gathered here, will try to keep the focus on Ukraine. And of course, I'm kind of keeping the US on side. That's what an official briefing ahead of these talks said they were really about. It's trying to show unity between Europe and the US. But of course, given these kind of gaping divisions, particularly when it comes to Greenland, more talk of the US taking Greenland. I remember, of course, Denmark and the United States are both NATO allies, which have pledged, they've taken this collective defence pledge under the NATO alliance. So Denmark has been saying once again, kind of stop the threats, essentially to the United States, and she's received rhetorical support, at least that's the Danish Prime Minister, from European Union allies. But of course, when it comes to that, what could happen down the line, there's just so much uncertainty there. And when it comes to Venezuela, divisions between EU countries on just how exactly to respond. We've seen some countries saying more clearly that they see this as a very clear violation of international law in terms of the actions that the United States has taken. Others just pointing to making more vague statements saying international law must be respected. So it's supposed to be a display of unity across the Atlantic today, but there are certainly big differences of opinion on what should come next and on these massive foreign policy issues.
Rosie Burchard, Europe correspondent with DW News. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back after this short break.